Hello and welcome to the Confident Mum podcast. My name is Olga Uju. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am 1 minute away from turning 40, the big 40, and I promised myself I would record today, the 30th of December, an episode called The Last Day of My 30s. However, my husband surprised me with so many activities today and I'm just getting around to it and I've got, whoop. I've actually just turned 40 while recording, so happy birthday to me and to anyone else who has turned 40, especially this year or this year just gone. I want to, you know, congratulate you on your new decade and I wish you many blessings. Obviously, today is the last day of the year, so that's great, and I wanted to record and say it's been a long time since I've been on the podcast and I have been busy and overwhelmed and just been doing life with four children and my seasons. They obviously, children are changing every single day and they have changed and grown and developed, and with every season of life comes new challenges, new kind of systems that need to be put in place, new form types of adjustments, and you know, as you know, as fellow mums, yeah, things can get, you know, the time just goes, doesn't it? And but like I said, I wanted to come on today and say that yeah, life is good and if your testimony this year, your story for this year is that you have just survived and you feel like you have nothing else to kind of rejoice about or celebrate, and your only thing that you have got for yourself is that you survived, then I want to congratulate you and say that, you know, you're in such a good position because it's only going to be up from here. And you know what? I felt like that a couple of months ago. I was really down and just, I was basically overwhelmed. And I thought this, you know, it was just too much. And I began to believe that everything was going well for everyone. And I was the only one going through what I was going through. And I didn't have a testimony. I didn't have anything to really rejoice about or to celebrate. And that was such a lie. You know, I did an exercise that came to me and I want to share this exercise with you listeners. And it's basically writing down everything that has actually happened that's been positive this year. And it's going to challenge you to really think, especially if you feel that you haven't had the best year. You're going to have to really sit down and think. If you're someone that is used to writing things down or journaling, you might want to go back through your journal. I went through my calendar from the 1st of January this year, 2023, right up until, you know, December the 20th when I started this exercise. And as I was going through the calendar, I realized there were things there that I had completely forgotten that had happened, that had they not happened, you know, it would have ruined my day or it could have turned out a lot worse. And we tend to forget what is going right because we are wired towards negativity. And as I begin to write down what had actually gone right for me, the list of what I wrote down at the end of my exercise, I mean, it went over 2 pages and something lifted, something completely lifted, and I began to feel so, so grateful, and it really helped me get back to a wonderful space and the energy that I'd missed for so much of this year that I'm completely, you know, back into that zone right now. And it doesn't mean my circumstances have changed drastically, but something inside of me has changed and I've returned to gratitude. I want to encourage you to do that. So get yourself a pen and paper and write down everything that has actually happened, not even so much what you want to happen, although you should do that and you can do that every day. We need to say what we're grateful for, and also we can pray and write our goals down, especially with this new season, new year energy that's coming. However, I want you to reflect on what has actually happened. You know, did you get a letter that you, or something happened? I was clearing out a closet recently, and I found some vouchers from Tesco, and they amounted to £30. So I had a £30, you know, shop, and that was amazing. You know, I was like, oh, great, brilliant. And that was because I've done a clear out of a drawer that I hadn't done, and I found this letter. You know, I've had, what else has happened? So many things happened. My son, my oldest son, did his first nativity this Christmas season, and it was fantastic to watch. I almost couldn't watch it because of childcare with my younger one, but that, you know, worked itself out, and that just filled me with so much joy. And if it hadn't worked out, then I would have missed, you know, being there for his nativity, which is something I really, really didn't want to miss. There's so many things, and I just want to encourage you to think about what has happened this year, write it down and reflect on it, especially today, being the 31st of December, so that when you're going into the new year, you are keeping up this exercise where you're writing down what you're grateful for and what has actually happened. That had it not happened, it would have ruined your day. It might have changed something in your family dynamics or your work situation. You know, did you get a job? Have you applied for, even just applying for a job is a huge step. Have you made a new friend? Has someone been kind to you where you least expected it? Has someone done you a favor? Have you come into some money? Just whatever it is, things that have genuinely happened, so that when you meet with your accountability partner, and I can be that person for you, you have to tell me what has happened that has been positive. What has happened? And we're not negating or stepping away from things that are negative. We're not, you know, turning a blind eye to real issues that we're having. We're just trying to really focus as best we can on what is going right. And the more we look for something good, the more good things that we can find. So I want to leave that with you and say once again, Happy New Year. Thank you for tuning in. I will be back. I do have a group, you know, there's mums that I coach, and I would love you to join. And if this is something that you might be interested in, where we do these kind of activities and exercises, please send me an email, hello@theconfidentmum.com. That's hello, H-E-L-L-O, @theconfidentmum.com. And I would love to work with you. But until then, Happy New Year. And yeah, just enjoy the new year and new energy. Please don't be distracted by people that are, you know, doing whatever it is that they're doing to make themselves happy or bring themselves joy. We're all doing it. Find happiness from within. Write down what you're grateful for. Yes. Write down your goals, of course, for the next year. But also really reflect and remember what has already gone well in your life this year. Wishing you a wonderful and blessed 2024. Bye.